From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The inter-Korean summit that began on Friday morning with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un crossing the military demarcation line into the South has come to an end. The leaders of the Communist North and Democratic South embraced prior to announcing a joint declaration committing to denuclearization and peace. Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in planted a memorial tree, among other ceremonial events. A South Korean leader said the talks between the North and the South have been serious and frank, touching on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and a permanent peace between the two Koreas. Yonsei University Associate Professor John DeLurie says, so far, so good.
The devil is in the details, that is true, but it has to start with this kind of high-level political will. It has to start with the leaders meeting and seeing if they can identify a deal, and so far there's very strong signals that there's some progress.
Kim is expected to meet U.S. President Donald Trump in May or June as part of an effort to continue persuading North Korea to end its nuclear program. German Chancellor Angela Merkel visits the White House today for a one-day working meeting with President Trump. The meeting follows a three-day visit to the United States by French President Emmanuel Macron. The back-to-back visits to Washington are seen as a joint effort to persuade President Trump not to abandon the Iranian nuclear deal and to grant permanent exemption of steel and uranium tariffs to EU member countries. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says there has been no decision made on any U.S. withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear agreement. This is VOA News. Newly sworn